This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Tick-tock. I don't have to tell you what that is, right? That's a clock. That clock is ticking on every single one of us. And that's been the theme of the show today. The fact that the clock is ticking. Every day we wake up, we fight a battle. And we can waste our time or we can spend our time on things that we want to do. In pursuit of something bigger, something better. And right now, we're wasting time. And the reason why we're wasting time is we don't nip things in the bud. I've complained about this with the Republican Party for the better part of a decade, saying, why do you guys not go to the source of the issue? People are lying about the Republican Party and what it has done in the history of this country. Democrats have usurped what the Republican Party did in freeing blacks and have taken it over and carry the mantle of being the party of freedom for black people, when it's quite the opposite. Not only did Democrats enslave blacks back in the middle 1800s and prior, they continue to. And the way they do it today is much more ruthless and much more sinister because it's buried in all of their legislation and the things that they do. They pretend to help. And it's a shame that we allow it to happen, because if we didn't, we would be so much better off as human beings and citizens of the United States, because we wouldn't be fighting this daily scourge of moronism. Is that the word I want to use? I mean, we fight lunatics every single day over nonsensical issues. It floors me what we end up talking about. I want to talk about a message from Kathy, a lady that met me at an anniversary party in Herman, Missouri. And she listens to me on another show that I'm a guest on every week. And she writes, this is my gripe for blacks. Where is the outrage by the black community for the depiction of blacks as violent, ignorant, immoral, father-denying males, immoral, stupid, slovenly, crude females, on all of these talk shows and judge shows? Why is Black Lives Matter, the NAACP, and others who want to discuss race all the time not in a rage about that? And she's exactly right. Go look at one of these talk shows and you see the craziest. The reason why, when people talk about a dude having 12, you know, kids by 7 different women, and they're talking about Ray Ray, is because that's what's depicted. That same thing happens in the white community, not to maybe to the extent of blacks, but we talk about it in the black community because we see these crazy women who go on TV and it's, you are not the father, you are not the father. They'll bring 6 guys in to determine paternity over 1 child. Or they'll have 3 children and it turns out that the dude is not the father of any of them. I mean, these are the shows we have. So, Kathy, you nailed it. You know, and this is the outrage that I discuss all the time. These are the things that drive me crazy in the black community, because I don't want my kids thought of that way. By the way, they're nowhere close. And to be honest with you, I don't think about what is happening in the black community in the sense of, well, Kevin, you know, if you get pulled over by a cop, you know, you're going to have the same thing. I get it. And so I do, I comply, I behave, I show decorum, I show respect for the police. And that's my small way of helping. Because in the big scheme of things, what am I, one guy, going to do to change that other than what I'm already doing? So I can do no more. I can only do what I'm doing here to make people understand that I don't think that way, and then I live it. I live my behavior. I live, practice what I preach, I guess would be the best way to put it. So what's wrong, you know, with the world when we can't get other people to understand that, you know, actions speak louder than words? Remember I was telling you guys, we did a show on truisms. Actions speak louder than words. And so I get up every morning. And let me tell you, my biggest frustration in life is I want to enjoy it. Now, the only way I've been able to enjoy life, I mean, I'm not talking about, you know, what, you know, kids and family and things like this. I'm talking about outside of that. How do you explore your inner you? What do you want to do? I mean, unless you like living vicariously through the National Geographic Channel or something, don't you want to go live life instead of watching it? I know I do. So if the idea for me is to go and you know, hike the Himalayas, then I don't want to watch it. I want to go do it. But you can't do it if you're spending all your time trying to save humanity. Now, I'm not trying to put it all on my shoulders. I mean, there are many others fighting the good fight. But we've got to fit. What I'm trying to get you guys to understand is that when we collectively pool our resources, do the Vulcan mind meld, and we all put our information, you know, our stuff together, we become strong enough to where we can push back the scourge of leftism, progressivism, to the point where life can continue in a normal fashion. I don't want to spend the next whatever number of years the good Lord's giving me to wake up every day fighting nonsense, going against the grain of, I'm happy to go against the grain of these idiots, but I'm saying I want to flow with something that makes sense. I want to flow with a nation that understands that the wealth should be in the hands of its populace, not in the hands of bureaucrats, not in the hands of a very powerful few who are trying to pull the levers of things and have no concern for fellow man. Look, if you go out and you earn your wealth and you decide you're going to go out, you know, you're going to have businesses and help people with charities and with your charitable efforts and things like that, congratulations. But if you're a George Soros who is just manipulating world governments, I don't understand you. It drives me crazy. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about today. Obamacare is in the news. And they've shifted the subject away from the important things over the weekend. And, you know, John Conyers, Hillary Clinton's tie to the Russians, Obama's complicit nature with them, the DNC, Podesta, and a host of other things. They aren't talking about this amazing economy and things like this because they're wanting to shift the subject away. They want us talking about petty issues like Piegate for Sarah Sanders. I'm not discussing Piegate.
Did she really make the pie? Was she trying to poison him?
Well, I don't even know what the subject was about. I just thought, this is crazy. There are too many other things we need to be talking about, and we will.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and Wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Everybody, Kevin Jackson here, KJRadio.com. My book is Race Pimping. Get it at racepimping.com. And if you want to have the show anytime you want, KJRadio.com. So I mentioned the depiction of blacks from a message I got from Kathy. It says, ask the question, where's the outrage of the black community by the depiction of blacks as violent, ignorant, immoral, father-denying males and women as immoral, stupid, slovenly, crude females on all the talk shows and the, quote, judge shows. And I would turn that back on to Kathy and say, Kathy, aren't you outraged at the depiction of whites? And she might say to me, well, Kevin, how are whites depicted? And I go, well, you know, they certainly don't. I mean, there's some of that on the shows and things like that. She mentioned, by the way, MC Hammer coming out from the fireplace to do a commercial. And it's an interesting way to look at MC Hammer is that, you know, that's a very bad depiction of him. But he's Hammer Time, and the commercial is don't hammer the nail into the mantle. You know, use this this 3M product or whatever. I've used them in my house, not because MC Hammer's there, but because I'm renting a place, and I don't want to put the nail holes in the wall that I got to fix later. But I understand the correlation between Hammer Time and that. So I don't like, you know, to me that wasn't the right one. But the lady who does the Popeyes commercial, that might be one. Ooh, love me some Popeyes.
I just found out or just realized that I love Popeyes chicken. Not because I'm black, but because of the new spokesperson, that chick make you just want to eat chicken all day. You know what I'm talking about? Why when you sell chicken, and you always got to change your voice in the commercial? It's always like, girl, you will love my chicken. With 11 herbs and spices at a low price of $4.99, you will love my chicken, girl. And I know she didn't audition with that voice. She probably, like, went to a nice acting school. She tried to read her way. It was like, read this Popeyes commercial. She was like, girl, you're going to love my chicken. With 11 herbs and spices at a low price of $4.99, you're really going to love my chicken, girl. They was like, we ain't going to sell no chicken with that voice. You got one more chance. Girl, you're going to love my chicken. You do it. You got to you're going to love my chicken, girl. With a low price, all the numbers got to go.
Welcome back. So, you know, we as comedians, you depict this stuff. You see, you observe these things and you make note of it and you make fun of it. And that's why I love comedy, because you can find these things that don't make sense, you know, and you say, OK, I'm going to make some fun of this. But I want to go back to what I was saying to Kathy and others, whites. You know, how are whites depicted? Yes. We don't do chicken commercials. People don't do chicken commercials for white folks like that. And so I think people understand that. But there's still a depiction of white people that's going on right now, and people just dismiss it. It's like, you know, okay, you're depicted as money hungry, step over anybody to get ahead, especially minorities, and I could go on. Is this a true depiction of whites? Let me ask Kathy the question this way, and I'm not picking on her, because she was right to ask, well, Kevin, where's the outrage of blacks? But I would say, where's the outrage of white folks? I'm not here to try to sound like, what's the black dude that Dave Chappelle did? I forget his name, but I'm not here to be the spokesperson for white people, but you people are being beat up, beat down, completely discriminated against, and all of it for the sake of some leftist that wants to feel like they're helping black people by beating up on white folks. And I'm going, where's y'all's outrage? Where's the outrage where people talk about white privilege and white this or white that? The average person, white person that I know, is not a person of privilege. Unless, and I've jokingly said in a tongue-in-cheek way, unless whole families are privileged. You know, because that's the one thing where white folks certainly have it over black people, is having a daddy in the home. But outside of the things that, let's face it, black people can control you. What, black women can find the right men and have men in their families, have fathers in their children's lives. They choose not to do it. How's that a white person's problem? And by the way, if it is a white person's problem, let me tell you whose white problem it is. It's a white enabling progressive leftist Democrat who've done that. So if you want to blame somebody, don't blame Reagan. Don't blame Trump. These, you know, don't blame you and me. But I am asking this question of whites, because Tucker Carlson noted something that's in the Chinese community, if you will, and the Chinese get it. See, they're observational people; they're not stupid. And there's this thing called baizo that they say in Mandarin, and it's essentially white left. And I want to play this clip and let Tucker explain baizo. And maybe this will help Kathy answer this question for herself.
Well, the Chinese have a new insult you often see in online political arguments between Mandarin speakers. The word is baizo. Its literal translation is white left. according to political scientist Chen Zhang, who wrote about the term in a recent Open Democracy piece, members of the white left are, in the view of the Chinese, quote, biased, elitist, ignorant of social reality, and constantly applying double standards. They only care about topics like immigration, minorities, LGBT, and the environment, and have, quote, no sense of real problems in the real world. They're people obsessed with political correctness to the extent they, quote, tolerate backward Islamic values for the sake of multiculturalism. And on top of that, they say, the white left, quote, pity the rest of the world and think they are saviors. Sounds like the Chinese are watching pretty carefully. The term first became popular 2 years ago to describe Angela Merkel and her decision to welcome more than a million third world immigrants to Europe. Chinese students and job seekers complained they had to work very hard to stay in Europe, while unskilled migrants could simply show up, claim asylum, and get welfare. Chinese immigrants to the U.S., meanwhile, see themselves penalized by affirmative action and wonder why they're paying the price for historic wrongs that other people committed, which is not a crazy question, by the way. One Chinese internet user described the white left as, quote, a spiritual epidemic that will destroy the West and destroy China, too, if it were foolish enough to follow their lead. As Donald Trump once noted to the Chinese, they're laughing at us. They may have been more right than he knew.
There you have it, folks. So, Baizo, white left, the Chinese, very observational people, all the styles of kung fu that they study by looking at the praying mantis and the tiger and the monkey, drunk monkey, etc. And so they are observing what's happening in the West, what's happening all over Europe. And they're saying to themselves, that's idiotic. They know it. It goes against human nature. It's sad when communists are able to look at your culture and go, they even realize you're headed in the wrong direction. Why? Because they get it. They understand where they are. The Chinese government understands that unless it embraces some mixture that involves the capitalist system, they can't survive. That's why there's a thriving, a growing Chinese middle class. I live there. So for those of you who think I'm just speaking out of, turn, I've lived there. There's a growing middle class that can get bigger if they embrace our cultural ideals and not leftism.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at kdarmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at catiarmor.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Message and data rates may apply. Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
Thank you.
No. Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Everybody, Kevin Jackson. Here's the Kevin Jackson Show. Back from Thanksgiving. Ooh, hey, do you think the left rested during Thanksgiving? Do you think they went like, you know, we've been so hard on these conservatives and Donald Trump. Let's all take a moment and just give thanks. Thanks for such an amazing America. Thanks, you know, that we're still alive. What, do you think they stopped for a moment to smell the roses or to at least put their partisan politics on hold? And said, let's just leave things alone. Do you think they did it? Of course they didn't. Let me tell you something. These people, the leftists, the Democrats, the progressives, whatever they call themselves, the moronic scoundrels that they are, the brain dead liberal idiots, these people have scandals on top of scandals. They now say they have a deeper Manafort ties to Russia, for example. And one of the things I saw is they said he took more flights than originally thought. That's what they were talking about over Thanksgiving. And I'm thinking to myself, sort of like the flights they found out that Bill Clinton took more of going to Sex Island with Jeffrey Epstein than he had originally admitted. When they got the flight records, the dude was over there. He might as well had built a house on Sex Island. Why are you just going to visit, Bill? Why don't you just call it, why don't you build a presidential library there, for goodness sakes? And Manafort, who's got ties to Russia, has no ties to Russia during his time on the Trump campaign. His ties to Russia all date back to Hillary Clinton and Podesta, etc. We touched on it a little bit earlier. But the left goes, oh, no, there's still those ties to Russia. Where is it? I tell you what, wait till Mueller's finished and let's see who comes out vindicated. Are you fearful? Are you fearful of the outcome of what happens when Mueller finally ends this investigation? Let me tell you, I have not an ounce of fear of what's going to be the outcome of this. I already can tell you, Democrats will be pilloried, and some of them are probably going to end up in prison. You know what they're trying to figure out right now with this whole investigation of Russia is who needs to go down. They've called up the scapegoat farm, and they're saying,
Where can we pin the blame where it has the least damage to the Republicans and it's going to impact somebody's life the least that we can recycle later on? They'll probably try to blame it on Wiener because he's already in prison. Y'all think I'm kidding? I'm not kidding. My producers are like, guys, I'm telling you, he's going to blame that they're going to get people that are already on the fence. They're already there. They're already close. Don't be surprised if they blame Blagojevich, the old Chicago mayor, because that's what they do. This all this stalling tactic is not because Manafort doesn't know who's guilty. The Democrats are in a cabal, and they're saying, who has to go down for this? Why do you think you haven't heard anything from James Comey, Susan Rice, many others, Huma Abedin? These are people going, I'm not going to take the blame. Not me. No way. No how. I got too much money. They're all in there. You know what they're doing? They've all got black book. They've all got black book on each other. They all know the malfeasance that goes on in government. And if you are in government and you don't have black book, you are the most vulnerable person in D.C. So what they're doing is they're saying, how much does Huma know? How do you think Huma Abedin can stay out of trouble? Be honest. She has to have enough information on Hillary to stay alive and to be able to broker against other people. Because Huma Abedin is undeniably guilty. She's complicit in everything that Hillary Clinton's done. So how can she escape what she's done? She's got black book. She's got all the information on Hillary. She's got all the information on Bill. And she knows every single person who's done what. And you better know, if that chick has an ounce of brain matter in her head, she has covered her butt. She's watched these people. And trust me, the connections to the Muslim Brotherhood and all that, that's what's kept that woman alive. Ask yourself, who would Hillary kill? Her consigliere. See, if there was one person who is going to go, who has to go, it's Huma. But Huma is the safest person on the planet because she's smart enough. Think about what they found on Wiener's hard drives. He's the one in prison, not her. Think about this. Now, Kevin, he's in prison because of the pedophile. I mean, sending these texts. No, he's in prison because he's one of the scapegoats where they can get away with this. Don't be surprised if they pin this thing on somebody like a Wiener. I don't know who it'll be. So the Democrats didn't rest over Thanksgiving. They were plotting. They're toast. They are toast. There were three or four times during the campaign Hillary Clinton was toast and they kind of got her out of it. But the entire time, I told you guys, I said, Donald Trump will win the presidency. You doubted me, but I told you he would. Because I wasn't looking at what they were telling me. I was looking at what was underneath what they were telling me. And what I'm telling you right now is, forget what you're seeing. They are scrambling. They don't know whether they want to bring down Podesta. They don't. I mean, trust me, both Podesta brothers are in big trouble. And those guys have to be concerned about how much black book they have. Whoever has the smallest black book goes down. Anyway, let's segue. What else are we not talking about? Because we're talking about a stupid pie that was baked over Thanksgiving. We're not talking about Al Franken's defense. Al Franken's defense, the second time he admits that he had done some wrong. He apologized again.
Al Franken apologizing once again for sexual misconduct, saying he crossed the line but still won't step down. Instead, the Minnesota senator vowing to regain the voters' trust. It comes after two more women came forward accusing Franken of inappropriate touching. The Star Tribune reports the Democrat calls himself a, quote, warm person who likes to hug people.
I love that clip. Sounds like a chess move. Yeah, I love the hug people. Not chest move. Chest move. I think Franken hugs lower. You know, a lot of people come in for the shoulder hug. Not Franken. He dips down and hugs a woman. Puts his head right in her belly button and hugs their butt.
Oh, my goodness. I guess it's less intimidating when you stoop down before a woman and you bow down, you put your head in their belly button, and you grab their butts, maybe. You know, we have this the hug that's called the shug. You know, you shake and hug at the same time, brothers. So we'll call this the Franken or something. Right? I mean, the Frankenstein. Don't give me no Frankenstein, me. Oh, man. Frankenstein. You know, it's funny to watch these. You get to see the duplicitous nature of leftism. Because they're Saturday Night Live, the women of Saturday Night Live said, "We forgive Al Franken. He's not a bad guy, blah, blah, blah." And they come to his defense. And it's a very simple litmus test, folks. What would they say if it were Trump? What would they have said? Just put Trump's name wherever you've got Al Franken, wherever you've got John Conyers. Donald Trump gets undressed with his underwear and invites people into the Oval Office. And there are people, I think Geraldo said, "Well, John Conyers, you know, he's a really old man, and, you know, that's the way he got dressed." I'll tell you this, in Geraldo's defense and possibly Conyers' defense in this respect, my grandfather, he didn't care. I mean, if he's in his underwear, he's dressed. He didn't look at it as, "Oh, I'm in my underwear, I'm naked." He looked at it as, "I'm in my underwear, you know, I'm putting on my shirt." I've watched my grandfather, you know, in his underwear, putting on his shirt and getting his tie ready for the occasional time he went to church. And he didn't think anything of it. And to be honest with you, even if a woman had walked in, he's in his underwear and his socks. He always had black socks on. His underwear and his socks. And as long as he was buttoning up a shirt, you know, whatever, he didn't look at it as, "I'm naked." And he didn't turn around and cover up his crotch or whatever. He didn't look at that as like, "I'm being lewd" or anything. Now, he didn't publicly go out and do it, but if he, like, let's say he's in his office and he's getting dressed and his secretary said, "You know, Madam so-and-so's here to see you," he'd go, "Send her in." I'm just saying what my grandfather would do. And to be honest with you, if I was getting dressed and, you know, and they were like, "You know, Madam so-and-so's here to see you, President Jackson," I'd say, "Well, send her in." And I'd keep getting dressed. "Okay, go ahead, Margaret, have a seat." I'd keep, you know, I wouldn't be, "Hold on a minute, let me put on my pants." If I'm getting in my underwear, you've seen far worse, Margaret. I'm rather sexy, too. Admit it, boys. In fact, I'm doing a show right now in my underwear. Oh, man. Hugging women by the butt. You know, look, and these people that just, I don't know what the thing is about grabbing women by, what is the pleasure of grabbing women by the butt? You know, if you're taking a picture with them, there's no pleasure in that. I mean, other than to say I can do it, you know, it's my power move, I can get away with it. Seriously. And so George H.W. Bush supposedly does that kind of thing. Old man, I guess.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision. For a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. Here's the Kevin Jackson Show. I'm glad you're here. Oh, my goodness. So we talked a lot today well, about everything to be thankful for in Thanksgiving. It's obviously after Thanksgiving. We've got a fresh new week. We head into the holiday season. And I, you know, I always, this time of year, I get nostalgic, but I don't get nostalgic over things. I get nostalgic because I look at the year in review and I ask myself, did I give it my all? What could I have done better? What should I have focused on? And so on and so forth. And I'll be honest with you, over the past 9 years, almost 9 years that I've been doing this, I don't look back and regret the effort that I put into it. I regret the idea that I have to put that kind of effort in, if that makes sense. But it's all for the cause of freedom. And we've talked a lot today because I called today's show TikTok, meaning we all have this clock ticking. It's ticking inside of your own mind. And I listen to my 10-year-old. He talks about life. And it's funny, like he'll say things like, well, when I die, when I'm old and when I die. And I think about what when I was his age, I will never forget asking myself how old I would be at the year 2000. And it seems so far off. And now we're 17 years beyond, almost 18 years beyond that date. And, you know, I'm getting old. I actually pulled a muscle playing basketball the other day. Made me mad. I tweaked it earlier, but I pulled it doing nothing. It was routine. Getting old. Hadn't pulled that muscle. I think I can count on my two fingers how many times I pulled a calf muscle, but I did. I pulled a calf muscle. So, you know, we're getting older, but the idea that we should be enjoying life as opposed to, you know, fighting life. And leftists want us in chaos. They want us fighting life. But we do this. We fight hard. We give everything, we fight hard because of one word, freedom. And when I keep thinking about this North Korean guy who escaped and got freedom in South Korea, and what must have been going through his mind as that was happening. North Korea lost one heck of a person. Because the mindset it took for him to say, I've had enough. I tell people this, and I was watching with one of my friends. He came in from St. Louis, and we were watching The Godfather. And I said to him, I go, I don't know if you could make these kind of movies with me. Because if you were the kind of guy who ran, you know, the city, and you were, you know, mean-spirited and taking money from people and, you know, just a bad guy, I'd see you out one day and I'd just go shoot you. And I wouldn't think 2 seconds about it. I wouldn't think about, ooh, I'm going to go to jail. Now, and I don't want people thinking, Kevin, you're just a mean-spirited guy. No, I'm saying if you're a heinous criminal, you know how these guys will sit around the coffee table or whatever, and they'll have their henchmen, and, you know, they're at a restaurant, and whatever it is. And people know, oh, that's the guy that runs the mafioso family, blah, blah, blah. And if he's, you know, wreaking havoc in my neighborhood, I would have no qualms on taking the dude out. None. You couldn't make a movie like that. And honestly, I figure everybody's that way. But you know what? It's not the case. There are people who will know you're a bad guy, like in the black neighborhood. They'll know that's the dude, man. He'll shoot you for no reason. And then they'll be like, hey, man, what's up? And you think, I think to myself, if that guy will shoot you for no reason, he's a menace. So maybe I'm just the vigilante that goes, we can't have that kind of person walking around. You want to know why? Because he interrupts your freedom. You want safety. You don't want to feel like you get up and you have to be on alert for that guy, and you don't even know what's the reason that's going to make him want to do something bad to you. That is a loss of your freedom. And let me tell you something, folks. You're getting up every day, and you're living in a world exactly like that. Leftists who want to take away your freedom. And I watched that little North Korean dude, 5'5", 132 pounds, with tuberculosis, hepatitis C, malnutritioned, with three kinds of worms in his stomach, jet across that DMZ and to freedom with five bullets in him. And I think to myself, would you fight for freedom like that? Is it worth that to you, to where you would go through that, you would endure that? And let me tell you something. I don't know anything about that man, except his name is O. And when he escaped, I was like, oh, you know, because that dude, man, he booked it across the line. I talked about it earlier. I don't need to cover it again, but he booked it. And so I think about, he woke up, 5 bullets in him, tape, you know, all kinds of worms, hep C, blah, blah, blah. And he woke up to freedom. And his biggest fear was being sent back. And they assured him, you're not going back. So I can only believe that God has a purpose for him, and that he's like, he had to be thinking, oh, thank you, Lord. But what was funny, not funny, funny, sad, when he got to South Korea, he completely collapsed. It was like he had enough energy, enough gusto to get across. Now, I feel sorry for North Korea, because a guy with that kind of chutzpah to do that is an amazing guy. He's somebody you want running businesses and things like this. Now, where would he have gone back to? He would have gone back to North Korean prison life. There's a camp they call Camp 22. It closed in 2012 after somebody defected. But extreme human rights violations occurred there, including torture, of course, forced labor, human medical experiments. So we're talking Nazi type stuff. And I'm alluded to the idea that this isn't, take the worst prison in America, you know, a San Quentin, a Rahway, whatever. And it's nothing compared to these types of camps, of prisons. These are Auschwitz. These are places where you are at the whim of a madman. Families of inmates who are viewed as guilty by association are also sent to these camps. So if Kim Jong-un doesn't like Kevin Jackson, he can say, put his whole family into prison. And he does this because he wants that family to completely reject you, your family to reject you. He wants nobody who will, as I said, walk up to him. I mean, he's a public guy. Anybody in the military could end it. Some low-level corporal could just say, pow, and that's it. And I'm telling you, the mentality that for somebody to not do that, that's the thing I'm more curious about. You know, why isn't there? Is there not one person in North Korea who can witness the suffering of their people and say, you know what? I can end this right now. Deprived of food, forced to eat rats and frogs to survive, cramped cells infested with lice, regular beatings, potential fatal torture. These are the norms in these prisons. Forget hard labor, pulling plows across the field 12 hours a day. Why? Because they don't have any animals. 200,000 victims estimated of Kim Jong-un's despotic rule. Utter wretched lives in these internment camps. And the left looks the other way. You have leftists tweeting things like, America's like North Korea. Just the nerve of one of these leftists to say that. Camps are patrolled by guards. They've got automatic weapons, hand grenades. They've got dogs all around them. Prisoners routinely deprived of water, food. Torture includes things like sleep deprivation, beatings, kicking, slapping, enforced sitting or standing for hours. You've seen, what's that movie Angelina Jolie made with the, when they got the Japanese internment camps? Asians know how to torture, man. Inmates allowed one set of clothes. They live and die in rags without soap, socks, underclothes, or sanitary napkins. Yeah, so this is what Kaepernick says. His oppression, I'd like you to compare it to that. By the way, the citizen of the year is who I'm talking about here, Colin Kaepernick. They want to badmouth America, particularly during our celebration, our independence, on Thanksgiving. On that day, a man sought refuge in a country where people live free. And I'm willing to bet that North Korean will exchange places with Kaepernick or these other oppressed blacks. But none of these people will fight as hard to leave the freedom that veterans have fought to maintain.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.